Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I guess the apple could turn yellow or green.
Hit track from Charlie XCX there, and last week, in the space of just a few days, no less than three films premiered at both the Venice and Toronto film festivals, starring the British singer-songwriter. She rose to worldwide fame last year with her critically acclaimed album Brat. Then she further cemented her stardom with a main stage performance at Glastonbury. Well, now it seems that Charlie XCX has set her sights on the silver screen, but she's not the first musical artist to explore an acting career. So we're going to talk now about Charlie XCX's move into cinema and take a look at some of the other music stars who've done exactly the same thing. And to do all of that, Simon Marr is here, music journalist and founder of 8radio.com. Hello, Simon.
Hello, hello.
Good to have you with us. So Charlie XCX has had massive success over the last year or two, but now her star is set to rise even further.
Absolutely.
This venture.
And almost out of nowhere. You know, it used to be a thing where everybody wanted to get on the telly or become a film star. If you were a musician, that's what you wanted to do. So you'd always make the cameo appearances, and then people, as their music career would be on the wane maybe, would look to move into acting. But with somebody like Charlie XCX, she's musically still on the way up, but has moved across and appears to be making quite an effortless move across into movies in particular, with, as you said, three.
And are they big movies or are they small things?
It's kind of a mixture. It's going to be a mixture, but to be in three that are getting a little bit of profile anyway. So Julia Jackman's 100 Nights of Hero, which is kind of based around a graphic novel, you know, that has the potential to be a big movie. But she had already starred in a couple of TV shows, a few TV appearances, smaller and bigger. She was in Bottoms, but now she's moved on, and it's a case of, right, okay, while I'm touring and while I'm being an incredibly successful solo artist in my own right, I'm going to go and star in three movies as well.
Well, she's also in a thing called Eruptia.
Yes.
And we have a clip of her. This is Charlie XCX in this new movie that she stars in called Eruptia.
Who is your boyfriend?
Rob.
Rob. We live together in London. I found a ring around a month ago, and I knew he was gonna ask me soon because he suggested we go to Paris, and I said, what about Warsaw? The thing is that with him, the earth doesn't shake and volcanoes don't erupt.
There she is, in one of them. And then the next one she's in is Sacrifice,
yes,
with Anya Taylor-Joy. So obviously that's probably a big deal. It's got Chris Evans as well. They're big stars.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a big sort of kidnap drama comedy sort of a thing. And, it's a relatively small role within it, but it is a movie, again, potentially, that is bringing her on to suddenly going from, I was going to say from nowhere, obviously a huge megastar, but from nowhere in the movie business to being a renowned name in the space of 12 months.
Mm-hmm. And what Wuthering Heights. Now, she's not in that per se,
no,
but her music is.
Her music is. I'm terrified about Wuthering Heights because Wuthering Heights is one of my favourite books ever. And I have a particular interpretation in my head of what everybody is like, you know, and I'm worried now by this. But I saw the trailer.
It's a very modern take.
It is. I saw the trailer and I heard her music in it. That's what she's going to be involved in Wuthering Heights, which I think goes on release very early in 2026. But this is where she's involved in with this one.
Okay, let's have a listen. Sounds interesting. So this is Emerald Fennell's take on Wuthering Heights, which is why Saltburn fame, of course.
This is the thing,
everybody's a little bit concerned about it. Maybe the traditionalists are worried. But look, we'll be keeping an eye on it and see what it's like. It's out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, very good.
14th of February 2026. That's Wuthering Heights. So now we want to take a look at some of the other music stars who have pivoted into the world of acting as well. And we're going to go right back with this one, aren't we?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley. Let's have a listen to Elvis. old Elvis, like, talk about being worked like a workhorse.
He was. And there was even particularly looking back on it now, it doesn't feel nor look right. It's like there's a bit of manipulation was going on here. You never got the feeling that it was necessarily really the world that he wanted to get into. Like, obviously, he was probably the first real crossover megastar who went from music into the movies. But you still got the feeling all the way through. And the more that I've read about it, and the more that even as time has gone past, you think he really wanted to be a musician. And being in movies was a way of being a musician, you know, whereas rather than I don't want to be a musician anymore, I want to be an actor, mm-hmm. you know, for him. This was a tool, and an incredibly effective tool when you think of the amount of people who will have gone to see Jailhouse Rock or any of his movies.
How many movies was he in? Because this wasn't just dipping your toe into the movie business.
We're into the dozens anyway. I think we could be above 30 movies that he was in of varying levels of success, and they weren't necessarily movies that were likely to change the world. You know, they were very much light entertainment most of the time, but they were very much a way of seeing his talent, and I suppose it was very much seen as that. But it was production line stuff, and unfortunately for a lot of musicians at the time, it was production line stuff as well. You were expected two albums a year and probably three movies.
But he drew the crowds, you see.
He
and that's
did.
That's why
absolutely.
The money men wanted him in there.
Absolutely so.
So listen, we're going to move up in the years now. And this next person is a controversial figure in recent years. But he made the transition from rapper to leading man. We're going to talk about Will Smith. Let's have a listen.
The good guys dress in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, M.I.B., means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the M.I.B.'s is at.
So he made a massive success of the transfer, didn't he?
He did. Oh, absolutely. So he would have started with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay? Which for me, and it's one of those things, it's a career highlight. I don't think he's ever done anything to match the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air since then. But yeah, he became a huge film star as well. And in fairness, is very good at it. He's a very good actor. Because when you look at stuff like, we just played Men in Black there, but something like The Pursuit of Happiness, you know, which is a really, really
a great
good
film,
movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And shows the breadth of talent mm-hmm. that he has. So he is somebody who's quite effortlessly made that. It's interesting to see as to whether he's one of the ones who's kind of left music behind and moved into acting rather than trying to do the two as parallel. I don't think his acting particularly sells records, and I don't think his records particularly sell his movies.
He's strong
in his own right.
He's in a very grey space at the moment.
He is,
he?
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Of the incident,
yes.
and hasn't really recovered from that, has he? Now, it's not just the men who've had success turning from a music career to an acting career. And one of the most prolific on this list is Cher.
You're a wolf.
I'm a wolf?
Yeah. You know, the big part of you has no words, and it's a wolf. You know, that woman was a trap for you. She caught you and you couldn't get away, so you chewed off your own foot. That was the price you had to pay for your freedom. You know, Johnny had nothing to do with it. You did what you had to do between you and you. And now you're afraid because you know the big part of you is a wolf that has the courage to bite off its own hand to save itself from the trap of the wrong love. That's why there's been no woman since that wrong woman, okay? You're scared to death of what the wolf will do if you try and make that mistake again.
That's Sharon Moonstruck with Nicolas Cage. She did get the Oscar for that, but that's not your favourite, is it?
No, it's not my favourite. But I think she's particularly good in Moonstruck. And I think because she's acting beside somebody like Nicolas Cage, it probably helps. But Mask is my favourite movie of hers. And it's still, even though I love a lot of the stuff that she did afterwards, Witches of Eastwick and all of that, but Mask is just such a beautiful performance all the way through. And for somebody who came from like a very musical background and Sonny and Cher and everything that we know that happened after that and an awful lot of the rock and roll that went around it, I'm going to call it softness, but in the best possible way, of her as the mom in Mask is I cry every time I watch that movie.
Well, another one we have on the list is Lady Gaga. Let's take a listen to her in Shallow, in the Bradley Cooper film A Star Is Born.
Crash through the surface where they cannot
give you the right context for that. That's from A Star Is Born, where she comes out onto the stage with Bradley Cooper and they sing Shallow together. And fair to say, I think she blew everybody away
with
that performance in that film.
Absolutely. But there's something about that, is that it's utterly effortless for her. You know, I know she's used to playing the character as Gaga and all that sort of stuff. But when it came to actually acting, you know, with scripts and all of the stuff that she had to do in that film, it's as if she was doing it all her life. You know, so she has that. And in stuff like House of Gucci, you know, is that...
That didn't do so well,
No,
did it?
Didn't, it didn't. But there's a real effortless to her acting, you know, that is really, really impressive that she can do it. And again, is able to do the two things in parallel. But you don't get a feeling at any point that it's almost cheating, that it's like, I'm only acting to sell some records, or vice versa. You get the feeling that she's as passionate about this as she is about her music and the live performances that she puts together. And that's really, really nice to watch.
Now, let's wind the clock back just to finish. And we go back to the golden age of Hollywood and to Frank Sinatra, who's the master of this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Frank Sinatra would have turned his hand to anything, you know, whether it was for a quick book or whether it was for fame or career or whatever it is. But he sort of, from Here to Eternity, he got him an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in that. My favourite Frank Sinatra performance, though, is in High Society, which is one of the best movies ever made. But it's with him and Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly doing Well Did You Ever, you know. And again, he was always just so cool. Mm-hmm. But he was very, very good at it. Now, probably when it came to these stories, is that the actors weren't necessarily pushed, or the singers weren't necessarily pushed out of their comfort zones. But whatever movies that he picked or got involved in, it generally worked.
Simon, thank you so much. Simon Marr there, founder of 8radio.com. Now, coming up, fetal alcohol syndrome, something that you might have heard about. It's got a very high prevalence here in Ireland and has lifelong impacts for children. But what supports are in place for them and for their families? We'll find out after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.